الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لله أهلين. قيل: من هم يا رسول الله؟ قال: هم أهل الكتاب، هم أهل القرآن وخاصته، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We discussed a few points about Quran Sharif, and further a few etiquette and adab also about Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written etiquettes which must be observed when we recite the Quran Sharif at the beginning of Fadail Quran. We should try and revise this on our own also from time to time. Because a person tends to forget. Many times we do something, even our wazifas we read, but perhaps because of an illness, a safar, occupation with other things, for some time we did not read it, then it goes out of our mind and we forget about it. So a reminder is always very beneficial. So anyway, a few reminders. This is mainly based on the hidayat of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat, where he was a great lover of sunnat, muhiyus sunnah, he was also equally a great lover of the Quran Sharif. And Hazrat was very, very particular about various aspects of the Quran Sharif, the etiquette, the adab, etc. And Hazrat was, when it came to such matters, then it could be anyone in front of him, even his elders, in a polite, correct way, with adab. He should not hold back, but what he felt he has to be said about the Quran Sharif, about sunnahs, he used to always say it. And he is known for that. That whenever he went for Taraweeh, also anywhere, it could be even the seniors and elders, and he felt that things were not right, then he would mention this. Of course, in the correct adab, that is also very important. So with regard to Quran Sharif, the etiquette and adab of the Quran, for example, Hazrat, when he used to visit a Darul Uloom, it was one of his practices also, he would go and see the Darul Hadith also. And he would take notice, he was very, very observant also. He would take notice of the carpets in the Darul Hadith. The normal practice in Darul Ulooms is when the carpets are worn out, they would give the new carpets to the Darul Hadith. And those carpets, from there they would put it, for example, in the Hifz classes, which gives the impression that the Hifz class is like of a lower standard. And then Hazrat used to explain that the Quran is the greatest kitab, more greater than all the Hadith kitabs also. Of course, Hadith kitabs, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and Vedora, Hadith is taught. That final year, everyone has got more normally in our hearts, that has got much more greater regard in our hearts compared to the Hifz class, which is normally overlooked also. It is taken for granted. But Hazrat should say, put the new carpets in the Hifz classes. And the used ones here, that you can put them in the other classes in the Darul Hadith. So this was one very important thing also. Hazrat used to draw attention to the people of the Madaris, etc. On one occasion, Hazrat was coming to South Africa, and it was near to the close of our academic year, close to Ramadan, when normally we have our jalsas. So one of the other principals of the madrasa phoned me and told that Hazrat is coming. The correct adab is we should go to India and request Hazrat to come and attend in our jalsas here. But the least we can do is to write a letter. So we also wrote a letter, and in the on the top of our letterhead, the logo, we had a kitab that was open, and that was placed on a rahel. The rahel, which is that folding holder of the Quran Sharif. Normally we only use the desks nowadays. But Hazrat then replied, and in there was written, most probably, in that kitab, like Al-Ilmu Nurun, Ilm is Nur. So Hazrat wrote back and said that this kitab that you have put on the Rahel, the only kitab that is supposed to be allowed to put on the Rahel is the Quran Sharif. Other kitabs you put on a desk. But the Quran Sharif, you should have proper place, is a Rahel. Today, unfortunately, the system of the Rahel is also gone out of our masajid. We still find it, mashallah, in the Haramain Sharifain, where quite commonly it is used in Arab countries, hopefully. But yeah, with us, normally we just use the desk. And Hazrat should say it should be on the Rahel. And the Rahel is like the throne of the king. So the king is the Quran Sharif. And only the king is allowed to sit here. Nobody else is allowed to sit on the throne of the king. Only the king. So yeah, only the Quran Sharif. And if it is the Quran Sharif, then you have got it open. And this is to leave the Quran Sharif open is disrespect of the Quran Sharif also. If we are not reading it, we should close it. And also, like if we are reading Quran Sharif and somebody comes to speak something, then unfortunately also we will leave the Quran Sharif open and we will carry on with our conversation. Hazrat used to emphasize, close the Quran Sharif. No problem, you have to speak to somebody, you have got some other need, but close the Quran Sharif and then finish your conversation, whatever. And when you start reading again, وَالتَّعَوُّذْ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, start reading again, no problem. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and keep these adab. One thing also Hazrat should stress a lot, that the Quran Sharif, like we, a child is born, then we put clothes on the child. So the Quran Sharif must also be covered. We should not leave it, so to say, like naked, just open. But it is a kitab of Allah, this respect should be shown, and we should cover the Quran Sharif. And like the child, or we ourselves also, we wear clothes, but we don't stay outside under the trees, etc., in the open. We stay in a house. So the Quran Sharif also, keep it in its house. And the house of the Quran Sharif is the Juzdan. So the Quran Sharif, that is the correct adab and etiquette, that it be covered also, and then it must be kept in a Juzdan also. One of our friends here, mashallah, he took this to heart, and he covered all the Quran Sharifs in the madrasa, etc., and put them into Juzdan also. So this is the etiquette also of Allah give us tawfiq. Also with regard to etiquette, the least etiquette is also not insignificant. It's also very great. And the most etiquette is also not enough. The more we can show, the better. And even just the least we show, that also, alhamdulillah, it is something. But from there, we should try and move on and try and have the full etiquette and respect of the Quran Sharif. Then Hazrat should also say that like the child, the clothes we put on, we wash them regularly, perhaps on a daily basis. For 2 days the child wore the clothes, then it is washed also. So this juzdan also must be washed again. We overlook also, and normally the juzdan, like for life, it is there now. Our thought doesn't go that it also should be washed. In the same way, the cover of the Quran should also be washed. And Hazrat, what attachment he had of Quran Sharif, then he should also say, and when you wash the Quran Sharif, the cover of it, the juzdan of it, then don't let that water run in the sewage, like down the basin, or the other water which goes then into, with all the sewage it mixes. Wash that separately, and then sprinkle that water on the walls of your house. Because there is great barakat. That cloth was attached to Quran Sharif for how long? The barakat and the fuyus of the Quran Sharif, definitely. They are not only the Quran Sharif, many other kitabs are also such. Their virtues are just by keeping it in the house, even if a person doesn't read it. But there is great barakat and great benefit, protection from jinnat, protection from kuruks, etc., from illnesses. And the Quran is the king of all the kitabs. So the Quran Sharif, the barakat of it, and discover of it, the juzdan, for how many, how long it was with it, all the barakat. And if we, then Hazrat used to say, if you feel you don't want to sprink it on the walls of the house, etc., then put it in the garden. Throw that water in the garden. But don't let it go down with the sewage water, etc. So there are many etiquettes and adab of the Quran Sharif. Then the respect of a hafiz. It is famous of Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was teaching in Dabhel, and then he migrated to Muhajir Madani, and for years he was there. And our people, like at one time, most of our people used to be bi'at to like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Masihullah, Maulana Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and before that, most of our people used to become bi'at, were bi'at to Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Yeah, in South Africa as well. Hazrat, when he had passed away, he's buried where also Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali is buried, where the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Allah bless them with this great honor, in that section they are buried in Jannatul Baqi. And we know it's a practice in Jannatul Baqi, after some time, when they bury a body, they bury in the same qabr again. But those qabrs they see where the body is 100% intact, they put a sign on there, then they don't open that qabr again. So Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, qabr is one of that fortunate that his body, when they opened it after some time to bury somebody else in there, they found that his body was 100% intact. And this, mashallah, Allah has blessed many people. May Allah, out of His kindness, surely out of His mercy, be kind to us all also. And وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And Allah's rahmat knows no bounds also. And Allah is wasi'. That Allah hasn't, He can only do it for 10 people, 100 people. There is no limit to Allah's mercy. And also, Kareem is He who shows His kindness to the worst people. That is Kareem. That He shows His kindness on, not only to the people who are worthy of it, but they show it even to those who are unworthy of it. Like, for example, just remind me about Maulana Badri Alam. Like, for example, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explaining this, that you hired some people to work for you. You told them, I'll pay you so much, do this work. 5-6 people. Now there was one person who you did not hire, but he was talking to them, didn't let them do their work properly, giving them the cell phone, they talking on the phone, disturbing them, not doing their work. Time of pay, he's standing in the queue also. And now how angry we, what will be our attitude? But the Kareem is that being who will pay him also. And we see that, like for example, we are gathering, wherever there is a gathering of deen, then at the end of the gathering, it is announced, either Allah Ta'ala announces or He tells the Malaika to announce, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Get up, all your sins have been forgiven. The Malaika tell Allah Ta'ala, you have forgiven all of them, but this one person didn't come there for the majlis. He didn't come there for the gathering to learn. He came there for some other work of his, to meet somebody, to give a message, to take something. Allah Ta'ala says, هُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. These are people so honorable that whoever just has any attachment to them, they are also forgiven. I include them in those people who are my obedient servants. I include them in the same list also. And it's just because of that connection. From here also we learn, Allah give us tawfiq, who our heart says that this is a righteous, pious person. He's a friend of Allah, to keep friends with such people. That, and also it is narrated, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, one of the easiest ways to become a friend of Allah, directly with Allah, Allah is very great, very sublime, very high. And where are we? We don't stand any chance. But to become a friend of a friend of Allah, that is not so difficult. He's a human being like us. And also the friends of Allah, the awliya, it is always easy to relate to them. The true friends of Allah are not such that a person feels frightened, he can't come close to them. It feels like that. We feel, and we ask somebody else to make contact with that. But we don't need it. The friends of Allah, the true friends, they are very open and they will meet freely and easily with everyone. So the minute we become friends with somebody and our friend, our muhabbat comes in the heart of that person, Allah looks all the time at the hearts of His awliya. And whose love He finds in there, Allah makes direct love to those people. So Allah is most merciful and most kind. So anyway, Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his body is 100% intact there. So his son, Maulana Aftab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was asked that, what do you think, what was the special quality of your father that Allah blessed him with this great karamat and this great honor? He was a great, great alim. Great muhaddith he was. A great alim. And he was teaching all kitabs of hadith. A very great alim. But what particular thing do you think? He said, what comes to my mind, that my father, that even if I was lying on the bed, leg stretched, and a little child came and he was a hafiz of Quran, he would pull his legs up. He won't leave his legs stretched even to a little child who's a hafiz of Quran. In other words, he had this adab and respect for a hafiz of Quran. That even if it's a child, he's not a grown-up person, but he's a hafiz, this respect. So respect of the Quran Sharif in any and every form, may Allah bless us with that. Whoever is a hafiz of Quran, then what to say about an alim ad-din? What to say about other righteous and pious people? Today, unfortunately, one of the evils of the cell phone and the WhatsApp, everyone's tongue is gone loose, everyone's fingers are gone loose. About anyone, we just say anything. No respect of anything. And these are very dangerous things. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written also about this, that disrespect for any person, any Muslim, every Muslim, by the sheer virtue of his being a Muslim, he's got honor by Allah. He's a mu'min, he's a ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's got great honor. So we should be very, very careful with regard to these matters. Unfortunately, the education also we get is that we are taught that you should be outspoken. You mustn't be reserved in any way. But in our ta'lim, in our deen, adab and respect. And always for any other Muslim, husn zan. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also has explained that his Shaykh Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that to forbid gumani, just to think bad about somebody. On the day of Qiyamah, we will be taken to task. Just the thought of somebody comes, not of your choice, that you won't be taken to task for. But Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali also has written that we should try and work on our nafs to this extent that even not a thought comes of any person, a bad thought about any person. But a bad thought that just comes and we did not harbor it, we did not keep it, we won't be taken to task for that. All these other things, we jealousy about somebody, it just comes now, we are jealous about this person for whatever reason, we won't be taken to task. But the highest stage is even that little bit also doesn't come. And for this islah of a person, we have to make all the time. Right till what we have to make. Because these things keep on, it goes up and down all the time. So anyway, so this bad gumani, now we established in our heart, this person is like, now we speak about it also. And nowadays we type it also, and we send messages also about it. So for this, we will have to have proof of it on the day of Qiyamah. And we won't be able to present the proof. And then we will be taken to task for that. And on the other hand, if we make husne zan, no matter what that person, but we think good about that person, without any proof, we will get the sawab and the rewards from Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat used to say how stupid and how foolish it is that we think bad about other people. And now this evil thoughts come into us, and now we are going to be taken to task. We will be liable. We will be prosecuted in the court of Allah Ta'ala for that. And you think good, you're going to get sawab for nothing. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The respect of all people is very, very important also. And respect of the Hafiz al-Quran. And so many places, how many instances, just on account of the respect of the Hafiz al-Quran, he's carrying the Kalam of Allah. He is the custodian of the Quran. And he has got Quran Sharif in his heart. He has to be respected very, very greatly. With regard to that also, we read last night in the Quran Sharif, وَلِكُلِّيُمْ وِجْهَةٌ, that for all the ummats, Allah Ta'ala has made a direction, qibla. هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا, that is what they face in their direction, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, so rush off and hurry and do good deed. What a beautiful principle ulama have explained here. Ibrahim Ali Salatu Islam's qibla was the Kaaba Sharif. Musa alayhi salam's qibla was Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to Medina Sharif first, the qibla was Baytul Muqaddas. The Jews were happy about that also. He's facing our qibla. But then in Asr namaz, the command came, and in namaz, they were tahweel qibla. And that masjid, perhaps all of us saw it also, but the time Allah blessed us to see when the two qiblas were still in there. Now they have removed the other qibla. Now it's only the one qibla which is the proper qibla now. But before and in namaz, directly opposite from Medina Sharif to face Baytul Maqdis, where you face the north, and to face Kaaba Sharif, you face the south. So it is completely opposite direction. In namaz, the command came, and in namaz, one great lesson we learn, this is how the Sahaba, Nabi Ali, every command of Allah, as soon as it's Allah's command, finish. Then it's the end of it. This has to be fulfilled. Even now in namaz, not the next namaz we will do it. Allahu Akbar. What duas are given to the woman of the Ansar of Medina Sharif, Parda's hukam came at night. By the morning their burqas were sewn. And they, when they had to come out of their homes by the morning, already they were in burqa. The liquor was made haram. When it was made haram, the sahabi, when it was permitted, it was jais, it was halal, it was at his lap, and what they valued their liquor also. The old liquor, it is said, it has got more value, and it is more expensive also, and it's more tastier also. So who had it to his lap, but the command came, it was announced. Eh? And they just heard the announcement. They did not say, we don't know who is making this. The announcement came, and that did not go to the lips. What was in the mouth did not go down the throat. And the liquor flowed in the streets and alleys of Medina Sharif, like when there is a heavy rain, and all the water is flowing. The Sahaba, what quality they had. So with Tahweel al-Qibla also, immediately they change. So yeah, also one principle, another principle, that don't think they are superior, we are superior. Direction is what Allah has commanded. And the object is fulfilling the command of Allah. That is the object. Not which direction you are facing. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ, whether you're facing the east or the west, but آمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, our imaniyat must be important. And here another point ulama also explained, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, leave all these arguments alone. That our qibla is better, your qibla is better, that فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, rush and do good deed, that you have to do. Like here we find it quite a bit, which are the mutashabihat also at the beginning of Sayyukul, that وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّكَ وَجْهَكَ شُطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقِّ, all the mutashabihat. Allah says all that on His place. The Jews are saying this, they are saying that. Don't fall into all these things more. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, you do good work. So today also, unfortunately, and this is not now, in the past, and it will unfortunately carry on in the future also, that all these arguments and counter arguments and explanations and attacking, and especially when it goes into bad language and accusations and all that, leave all that around. Do what you have to do. Fastabiqul khairat. For you, if you want to practice on the Quran, that is what you have to do. You must move in that direction. So anyway, so with regard to the Hafiz, with regard to the ulama, Maulana Ahmad Buzurg is the principal of Dabil Madrasa at the moment. His father was Maulana Saeed Buzurg, and his father was Maulana Ahmad Buzurg, who laid the foundation of Dabil Madrasa also. So with regard to him, when he came, or a few points that come to mind which will be beneficial for us, they did connection here in South Africa in those days. So one person, in being sarcastic and being audacious, he gave a stone. Instead of money, a stone he gave. So Maulana said, we accept this also. And when he put the foundation of the madrasa, he put that stone in the foundation. That this person was being very rude and very, but he said he gave it for the madrasa, we will put it in the madrasa. And he put it in the foundation when they laid the foundation. Anyway, he said that a person who makes ghibat, backbites about 8 alims, I give you guarantee, when you bury the person, we turn the body facing qibla. He says, before you close the grave, just check, you'll see his face is turned away from the qibla. So this is a very serious matter. And today, one good friend of ours, he has passed away, Allah give him jannat, inshallah. He said that you want to eat prawns, there's all the ikhtilaf about prawns. But eat prawns if you want to eat and you feel it's right. But don't eat the alim of the town. That is, when the people, when we're sitting for supper or anything, the family, now we're discussing this Maulana did this, that Maulana said that, that Maulana said, we are eating his flesh. That is totally haram. Prawns masala on its plate, whatever it is. But to eat the flesh of any Muslim, and the flesh of an alim, is extremely poisonous. It will destroy your iman to the core. Nothing will be left. Allah protect us. And unfortunately, this is taken very, very lightly. And by who? By ulama again. Ulama themselves also, we get involved. Attacking always our Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, a doctor doesn't become jealous of a businessman or an alim. Everyone in their own category. A doctor will be jealous of a doctor. An alim is jealous of an alim. In your own category, usually this is. So therefore, this is a very serious matter. So the respect of an alim is also very important, the respect of a hafiz also. And many other incidents also of the huffaz, that what great value they have got, and those who showed the respect to them, and in return what respect Allah Ta'ala gave them also. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with these certain few adab of Quran Sharif also. When we sit to read also, as Hazrat has explained, of course wudu, and touched, and holding the Quran Sharif also, we should try as far as possible to hold the Quran Sharif with both hands. Not one hand, one student of ours, and we learn a lot from the students. The students who come from these Islamic countries, they've got great adab and respect, which we have forgotten, which we have lost, but by them it's still prevalent. For example, if you'll take the Quran Sharif for the with the rahel, the desk, what we will do, the one hand we got the rahel, one hand the Quran Sharif. But I saw he didn't do it. He first put the rahel down, and then when take the Quran Sharif with both hands and put it. One time students had a little argument, a little fight, and here at the gate, by the gate or somewhere, they were arguing and that. In the process, the Quran Sharif fell down. So the student who was like the guilty student who was in the wrong in this year, when we spoke to him and asked him and told him what you did, even the Quran, he says, the next day I kept Rosa also. And I kept Kafara because the Quran Sharif fell down. By mistake, Quran Sharif falls down. We take it, we kiss it, we put it nicely together. By mistake, Nobody, inshallah, no Muslim will ever throw the Quran Sharif down, will show that disrespect. But just see how much he had in him, Quran Sharif, he kept roza the next day. And he gave some kafara for that. Also on that, whenever we complete our Quran Sharif, what we learn from our elders, like we finish our ziyarat of Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, our Hajj, give some kafara. What we have to give, we made some mistakes, and ihtiyat and we give, and even besides ihtiyat, we don't know what mistakes we made. So whenever we make khatam of Quran, at least when we make khatam, we should try and give some sadaqah also. Because we don't know, we perhaps we have made more mistakes than doing good while reciting Quran Sharif. We are so neglectful. We are so much of wrong is in us. So we should try and give some sadaqah. Inshallah, it will help us a lot. So these few points with Quran Sharif, may Allah put the value of the Quran Sharif in our hearts. Let us realize this is the greatest kitab. Nothing in the world can come anywhere near the Quran Sharif. And that yaqeen, that conviction come in our hearts. And the Quran Sharif, like for example also, that don't take it on safar. One command is, because it's possible that you don't know where you're going, how. But once one alim told me that by keeping the Quran Sharif, one friend of mine told me that when you go on your safar, then take your Quran Sharif with. You won't read, but at least the presence of the Quran, the thought will come, I must read Quran. Otherwise it goes out of, usually in safar, then programs are very different, a person doesn't get time for his tilawat, etc. So it's possible that we miss out. But just, it will remind you. But then keep it also with lot of respect. There are also lot of adab. Once we were traveling, and there was a Muslim lady, like not in parda also or anything, but she had a Quran Sharif in her handbag. And somebody said, put it under the seat. She said, impossible. That how can, where the Quran Sharif is, and it was difficult, but she went through all difficulty. And just like what we will call like an ordinary Muslim, not like it didn't seem so bad, but the adab of the Quran. And in our homes with our children also, in our homes also, we all have got Quran Sharif. Allah give us the tawfiq to make the adab of the Quran, the adab of the hafiz of the Quran. I saw Maulana Ahmed Haturani Sab, the father of Maulana Rafiq and Maulana Iqbal Haturani, that he, when they were, they became hafiz alim, he would open the car door for them. He wasn't a hafiz, but he's, mashallah, Quran Sharif, he is also. And method of teaching, he was one of those people who are known for teaching Quran Sharif, that they just do a master job in teaching the Quran Sharif. In how they train the children, how they get them right in every aspect, their makharij, their tajweed, everything. But he used to open the door for his children. Just be in adab and respect of the Quran Sharif. Allah give me, we speak so that it comes in us. We are very far from it, very, very far, not even zero, we are minus. But Allah, by the barakat of the month of Ramadan, the barakat of speaking about Quran Sharif, Allah bless us with this and make it part of us. And on account of that, may Allah shower His mercies upon us in His kindness and His mercy. We should read, inshallah, our durood sharif 100 times. Ayat al-Karima, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. 100 times in durood sharif. Of course, it's not farad, but halat, which are conditions, how we can individually on our own, and then make dua to Allah Ta'ala also. The time now is when duas are readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala.